My near-death experience occurred when I was 5 years old, in Russia, where I was born and lived at the time, on a holiday trip to the Black Sea, where I went with my mother and grandparents. On this particular day, we had all gone down to the beach. The sea was rough, and my mother was standing in the water, holding me in her arms. I remember feeling safe and secure, although the waves were huge, enormous from my 5-year-old perspective, and being excited as they came crushing over my mother and me, one by one. Then this particularly big wave hit us. My mother lost her balance, lost her grip, and I was washed away by the wave. For a moment, I felt the utter fear of death, my body instinctively sensing this being a life-threatening situation. I held my breath and struggled to find something to hold on to save myself, but my hands were only grasping water. Only water was everywhere. I was helpless, completely out of control. When I realized there was no use to fight, nothing to get a grip on, I surrendered. I let go of my breathing, let go of trying to save myself, let go of the struggle for life, and allowed whatever was happening to me to happen. Next thing I remember is feeling the most profound and utter sense of peace I have ever felt in my life. Suddenly I was feeling completely safe, being enveloped and protected by something I can only describe as complete, unconditional love. This love was all around me, it was everywhere, but at the same time it was also me, the one I was, my innermost essence. There was no longer any fear, no worries, no struggle for anything, and I could have gone on being wherever I was and feeling the way I was forever. I felt as though I was finally being my true self. There were no limits or limitations whatsoever. I could go wherever I wanted, know whatever I wished, do anything. The sense of freedom was inexplicable. I was also strangely aware that the thing we ordinarily call time was now suspended and no longer existed. Then I was swept away by some unknown force and started to move at an enormous speed, which felt a lot faster than the speed of light. I traveled an enormous distance, literally traveled beyond the world. I didn't have any sense of having a body, just of moving like a thunderbolt through a darkness toward a point of brilliant light in the distance, and as I came closer to this light, my only desire was to get to it, to get to where this light was. When I reached the point of light, I found myself in a world of light. Everything in this place was made of and radiated light. It was beautiful and radiant beyond expression. Heaven would be an adequate description, but I had no religious feeling and knew that there was no such thing as hell. I knew without knowing how and why I knew this, that this was the place where everyone eventually got to when they died, regardless of who they were and what they had done during their lives. In the midst of this light stood a male figure. It was radiating this light and radiating this totally, unearthly, complete, unconditional love. I was embraced by this being, or enveloped in its light, which felt like an embrace. Suddenly, I remembered this place. This was my home. The place that really was my home, and I wondered how I could have ever forgotten about it. I felt as though, after a long, difficult journey in a foreign country, I had finally come home, and the being of light who was there before me was the being that knew me better than anyone else in creation. The being of light knew everything about me. It knew all I had ever thought, said, or done, and it showed me my whole life in a flash of an instant. I was shown all of the details of my life, the one I'd already lived, and all that was to come if I returned to Earth. It was all there at the same time, all the details of all the cause and effect relations in my life, all that was good or negative, all of the single thought and feeling was there, nothing was missing. And I could experience the feelings and thoughts of all the other people involved myself, almost become them, which gave me a pure experiential understanding of what brought other people pain or joy, the positive or negative experiences and effects of my own actions. The being was not judging me in any way during the life review, even though I saw a lot of shortcomings in my life. It simply showed my life the way it had been to me, loved me unconditionally, which gave me the strength I needed to see it all the way it was without any blinders, and let me decide for myself what was positive, negative, and what I needed to do about that. I don't remember any details of the events that were shown to me, neither past nor future, but I remembered what was most important. The being of life showed me that all that was really important in life was the love we felt, the loving acts we performed, the loving words we spoke, the loving thoughts we held. All that was made, said, done, or even thought without love was undone. It didn't matter. It simply did no longer exist. Love was all that was really important. Only love was real. Everything we did lovingly was as it was supposed to be. It was okay. It was good. And the love we'd felt during our lives was all that was left when everything else, everything perishable in life, had vanished. Next, I remember finding myself in some other place, not knowing how I'd gotten there. The first being of light was gone, and I was surrounded by other beings, or people, who I felt as though I recognized. These beings were like family, old friends who'd been with me for an eternity. I can best describe them as my spiritual or soul family. Meeting these beings was like reuniting with the most important people in one's life after a long separation. There was an explosion of love and joy on seeing each other again between us all. The beings communicated with me and one another in some kind of telepathical way. We spoke without words directly from mind to mind or from spirit to spirit. None of us had any bodies. We were all made of some unknown substance, like a concentration of pure light. We were like dots of light in the light everywhere around us. Everybody knew what everybody else had in mind instantly. There was no possibility or need to hide anything from anybody. This kind of communication made misunderstandings impossible and made us close in a way impossible to describe. We were all individuals, but at the same time, we were all one, united by indestructible bonds of love forever, and also united with the light in the world of light around us, being part of it and being part of each other's light. The love of these beings of light exuded me, healed me, swept away all the darkness in me, erased all of the pain and sorrow I'd accumulated during my life on Earth. Earth and the life I'd lived on it felt very distant, was getting more distant all the time, almost like it had never really existed at all. I was in this place with my soul family for a period of time that felt like an eternity. No time, in the usual sense, existed here. Neither did the concept of space. But even so, there were different places to go and spans of time that passed by. This is a contradiction in terms, but it is the only way I'm able to explain it in words. Spaceless space, timeless time. In this place, there was only pure being. Except being healed, I don't remember what we did, just that we were together and enjoyed it enormously. I remember this world of light as being huge, an enormous place, a place without limits or borders, neither individual or external. I remember all beings who were in this place had complete, total knowledge about all and everything. It was all pleasant, loving, beautiful beyond expression. Everything and being in this place was made of light, and everything was light even though there were individual things and beings. The light is what I remember best. It was living, alive, a living light that was everywhere and all the essence of everything and all. Next thing I remember is suddenly finding myself back in the presence of the being of light I'd met first, and told I had to go back. I said, "No way, I won't do it." This was about the last thing I wanted to do. Life on Earth, filled with darkness, pain, sorrow, limits and limitations, was like a horrifying prison compared to this wonderful place, and I simply refused to go back. I was told that it wasn't my time, that I'd been granted a visit back home, but that I had to fulfill my purpose and do the work I myself had chosen to do on Earth. The being of light reminded me that my purpose was to learn more about love, compassion, and how to express them on Earth, and that my work was to help other people in any way I could. I had chosen this myself, and it told me that I would be back in this world of light in no time. "Never forget, in reality there is no time, only eternity itself," it said. Next thing I knew, I was back. Feeling my body, the wave washed me up on the shore again, and I was crawling up on the shore, coughing up a lot of seawater. As a child, I forgot my near-death experience, and the memory of it didn't return until many years later. Even so, it has always been with me and given me strength to cope with the difficulties in my own life and to help and support others. During the whole of my professional life, I've been working with helping others in different ways. At the age of 18, I started working with elderly people, dying, senile, physically and emotionally ill people. I worked with people with AIDS and the mentally ill. Later on, I worked in the mental health care and social care area among people with psychological, social, existential, emotional, and spiritual difficulties, and always felt my work as being deeply meaningful, even before remembering my near-death experience. Currently, I'm also working as a psychosynthesis therapist, which is a branch in transpersonal psychology. The near-death experience also put the foundation to my lifelong interest in the paranormal, the mystical, the unusual, and the spiritual, which I've had for as long as I can remember, not knowing why, for many years. It has made me explore unknown dimensions. It made me seek and find the answers to many questions, and to constantly strive to learn more about life, death, and everything in between, and to seek out ever new ways of helping others, which for me is the most meaningful things one can do in life. In the end, the near-death experience taught me as much about living as about dying, and it keeps on doing so.